Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Russell Newton, your host, and I appreciate your listening today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Mental Models, 16 Versatile Thinking Tools for Complex Situations, Better Decisions, Clearer Thinking, and Greater Self-Awareness. Written by Peter Hollins, narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. What is a mental model? Is it a literal model for how everything in the world works? This dictates that you can just plug in variables from your life, and a set of instructions would be spit out. This would be similar to what's known as the Grand Unified Theory of Physics, otherwise known as the Theory to Life, the Universe, and Everything. And just like the Grand Unified Theory of Physics, for now anyway, a model of the world doesn't exist. It would be nice to uncover an equation or map that would allow us to navigate life more effectively and with better decisions each time. But no model exists that can capture all of life's complexity. I know, it's rather disappointing. This leads to a rather simplistic realization. If life cannot be broken down so easily, we need multiple mental models, ideally ones that can apply to multiple situations and are versatile. A mental model is a blueprint or set of guidelines that explain a situation and tell you how you should act. The more mental models we gain, the better suited we are for making optimal decisions as a result of knowing just what variables to pay attention to. An easy way to illustrate the importance of mental models is through rugby. A person that has never encountered the sport of rugby before would be lost, and it would simply seem like a jumble of huge bodies throwing themselves at each other. However, what if this person understood the rules of soccer as well as the rules of American football? Those sets of rules are actual mental models in disguise, guidelines for how certain situations work and how to progress within that particular context, and thus, rugby could quickly be understood as a combination of soccer and American football. It's not exact, but it's an approximate explanation to provide a quick understanding of the context and expectations, and that's what we're looking for when we're learning mental models. Life is full of unfamiliar terrain, and the more kinds of tools and maps we have in our rucksack, the better off we'll be for navigating and orienting ourselves in whatever direction we want. In rugby, we want to score the ball, not commit penalties, and beat the other team. In other areas of life, we might want to know the optimal ways to earn more money, save time, or even dress better. We need different guidelines to fuel those types of decisions, and so we need more mental models. Biologist and author Robert Sapolsky sums up this situation in a rather succinct manner. He asks, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" It turns out that however you answer is a reflection of who you are, your experiences, and what you choose to focus on. If you ask me, I might say that the chicken crossed the road because it was bored and saw something worthy of pecking at on the other side of the road. But if you asked a psychotherapist, they might say that the chicken crossed the road to realize an unfulfilled desire from his time as a chick. And if you were to ask an evolutionary biologist, they could say that the chicken crossed the road because chickens have a singular drive for mating, food, and safety from danger. If you asked a minister, they might say that the chicken felt a calling to the other side of the road from something beyond his understanding. And if you were to ask a fox, he might reply that it's because the chicken saw him coming. None of these interpretations are technically inaccurate, but they are all incomplete. And that's what happens when we see life through only a limited set of mental models. We're unable to see the bigger picture and what's more likely to be a balanced and nuanced view of reality. We cannot apply the rules of rugby to financial projections. You might be able to find some parallels, but there's no reason to fit a round peg into a square hole. Thus, the secret to great thinking is to learn and employ a variety of mental models. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russellericnewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.